After looking at the game yesterday, there were a number of things that I thought were very positive. Okay, you know, we talked about wanting to start fast, you know, on defense, and two of the first three series we got interceptions and gave the ball to the offense in good field position. We knew that Luck was a guy that could extend plays, and you could see we had a number of hits on him, all right, where he did a nice job, all right, of keeping the play alive, and he can move outside of the pocket. But yet he, all said and done, you know, he ended up with a 74 quarterback rating, you know, after the two interceptions. You know, he threw for the one touchdown, and so we felt decent about that. You know, I thought we responded to adversity, you know, after the kickoff return where we had to go out on the 45-yard line, you know, and we held them to a field goal in that situation. We actually, on first down, had our best game we've had in a few weeks. You know, I think we were 60% efficient, you know, on first down, which a team like that, you don't want them getting where they can mix the run and pass. You know, our run defense, you know, they averaged 3 yards a rush, you know, on that. Their long run was 11 yards. Really what the game came down to for us is there were two, you know, very critical situations, all right, that they converted that had a big impact on the game. And the first one was in the two-minute drill there at the end of the half where we had them third and 10, third and 9 maybe it was, and we played a zone and Luck did a nice job, okay, of throwing the ball in there on the zone, so that gave them a first down, and then they were able to march down the field and score right at the end of the half, you know, which gave them momentum going into the locker room at halftime. And I thought we came back out, you know, the second half and started well, you know, with a three and out. And really it went to when we had the four-minute situation. I think there was – we got them into a third and 10, and there was 3:19 to go in the game. And anytime you're in third and 10, you know, we expect to get off the field. You know, we blitzed them. You know, we had a shot, and we didn't make the play, and they made the play. You know, they ended up with, you know, three bigger pass plays, and all three of them came in, I think, two of their last three series in the game. So it comes down to when you're in a game like that, you get opportunities, and we'd fought back, and I thought did a pretty good job of giving ourselves a chance there in the fourth quarter, and we just didn't get the play made, you know, at a critical time. So we just have to go back to work. I see a lot of good things that we can build on, and we've got to make plays at critical times in the game.
Hey, Dom, your blitzes seem to really work on Luck for most of the game. I think he was right around 50% completion percentage. His rating was low. He had the two interceptions, a couple sacks. But I think on that last drive, he blitzed either three or four times and didn't get there. What was the difference? Did they pick it up better, or did you guys just miss?
Well, we were free on the third down play. You know, we had exactly what we wanted there. You know, we just didn't get the play made. And then you get in a situation where you're going to – take more chances. You can't let them make first downs. And I'll give them credit. We came back and they tried to run the ball. They knew what we were doing. And so he threw the ball outside. And then on the third and two play, again, that was an all-out blitz, and they just beat us in man coverage. And it's that double-edged sword that I always talk about. Now, you know, we obviously pressured a lot more in the game yesterday than what we – you know, had in the last two or three games. And that was by design. And some of it worked well for us. And like I say, their big plays actually came, you know, I think they got 20 yards on that third down where we missed the sack. And then they came back and they threw one outside for 39 yards. I think that might have been the series before. And then the play you're talking about there at the end, all right, where we were in an all-out blitz and they converted. Going to take more chances in a four-minute situation. You have to. I mean, the game comes down to can we get the ball back or not. And we had the perfect opportunity when we went out, and like I say, it was third and 10 with 3:19 to go in the game. If we make that play, you know, I think we've got an excellent opportunity.
because you guys play a lot of nickel defense. We've seen Blake and Jake together there a lot, paired together at the inside backer spot. Do you think that teams are taking advantage of them at all in coverage or maybe exposing some things there?
I really don't. I mean, as I look, you know, I thought that we were close in our coverage for the most part, you know, with those guys inside. And they've been doing a nice job on the run. I mean, you know, we're number one in the league in run defense. We're playing a lot of nickel. So those guys are a big factor in that. But I thought their coverage, you know, there always is in every game, you know, there's a couple times, you know, there was a third and two where they came out of there, you know, put the back to the flat and you know, we lost that one. But there were some nice coverage matchups through the course of the game, so I don't feel that way. You know, I think those guys, they're developing a little chemistry working inside there. They're both young players that are I think, getting better every week.
You had the chance to get off the field last week or on Sunday, then also last week to essentially win the game. How do you turn that around where you make those defensive stands? I realize there's no magic formula for it, but how do you get there?
The first thing you have to do is get in position to make them, and I think we were in position to make them. But you know, the next step is making them. That's the difference in the NFL. You know, I mean, winning teams make those plays, and so we just have to find a way to make them at critical times. And I think we will. You know, we've played. You know, these last 2 weeks have been against very good quarterbacks. I mean, you saw there were a number of times that I think another quarterback might have been sacked, okay? And Luck's such a big, strong guy that you better wrap him up, you know? I mean, he's a lot like Roethlisberger that way, that if you go up high on him, you know, he's so strong, you know, and he braces. And then he still gets the ball out sometimes with people hanging on him.
So, Don, is there anything that HaHa could have done differently? You know, he comes flat free there, and he's trying to tackle a 240-pound quarterback. What could he have done differently?
Well, if you go back just a few series earlier, it was exact same blitz, exact same thing where he came and got the sack. And he did a really nice job, you know, of wrapping him up there, you know. And you know, he was coming hard. And you know, against a big guy like that, you know, you just have to try to wrap him up and hold on until somebody else can get there, you know. But I think if you look just a little bit earlier, you see exactly because we had the same blitz, it came free. And he did a really nice job of disguising it, so Luck didn't know that it was coming because, you know, a lot of the night, you know, Luck would try to use the cadence to get us to show, and then he was audibilizing. You know, he's been in the league a few years now, so he knows how to do that.
You've talked in here a couple of times about the big personality that Mike Daniels plays with and practices with. When we were in the locker room last night, we could hear him off in the shower screaming and cursing and really upset. And he talked to us today and sort of explained why he reacted that way. Just generally speaking, how do you feel about players that react very demonstratively when games don't go the way they want to?
Well, first of all, you know, he's as passionate as you could be, and you love that. You know, I mean, I think it makes Mike an outstanding player is his passion for the game. I mean, it means a lot to him, and different people express it in different ways. But you know this, all right, being around Mike, that he's got a lot of pride, a lot of passion, and it bothers him when things don't go the way we want them to go. And I'll take that in any of our players. So I have no issue with that whatsoever. You know, I think the world of Mike as a leader and what he brings to our defense. And anything he verbalizes, okay, behind it, okay, is to hopefully help us out.
How do you think you guys are going to respond to this?
Oh, I think
it's like a goal either way at this point.
You know, hey, we've been in these situations before, you know, over the 8 years that I've been here. I know the first year that I was here, I think we were 4-4 after 8 games, and we turned around and won 7 out of 8. So you just have to go back to work and build on the good things that you're doing and find a way to make those plays at critical times in the game. That's life in the NFL, if you've got the right kind of guys and you focus on what you can do this week, you know, going to Tennessee and playing a Tennessee, you know, offense that's been very productive, and we've got to find a way to go down and make plays at the critical times in the game.
Two more, please.
Ben, when Clay isn't in the lineup, how do teams, you know, protect against you? I assume when he's in there, they're sliding or they're, you know, chipping. Do they do that to anybody else, or play pretty straight up when you're?
Well, it'll vary depending on the team, depend on their protection schemes. I'm sure in their game plans that they're going to go and decide, you know, who the top threats are, and they'll have protection schemes to try to account for that. So whether it be involved in the tight end or the back or those types of things. But, obviously we'll look forward to when Clay comes back. You know, he's a good player. You like to have as many good players out there as you can, and he's a guy that can win his one-on-ones.